Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, and Davey Hudson. Many imitators, no duplicators. Fan Run Radio.
My vision for 3 and Out is we want to be a big, fast, dominating, aggressive, relentless
radio show that everybody
in the SEC wants to
listen to.
That's my goal. These guys realize that we want to change the culture. They're hungry. These guys are ready to get started, and I'm excited about it. All right. Your expectations, all right, aren't near what mine are.
All right. All right. All right.
Our program has the history, the facilities, the tradition, and the resources to play with anyone, anytime, and that's what we're going to do again.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your plans behind. Because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no plans of mine. Say, we can go where we want to. Place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world. Leave the real one far behind. We can dance.
Welcome into the Fan Run Studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, Monday edition of 3 and Out. Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, Billy Williford with you. Sorry for the late kickoff this morning. Had a little technical difficulties as we roll in this Monday. But we do
it's
appreciate
it. It's always Mondays, man.
It is. Mondays are the worst.
It's always a freaking Monday.
Billy was even on it. Even got here extra early. Good thing, too. Could have been worse.
Could have been worse.
Yep.
What so, I say about most things.
That was, I think that was Peter Burns' take on Game of Thrones last night. Could have been worse. I was like, eh, okay.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong. Not sure he's right, but he's not
wrong. I'm not
wrong.
Either.
That was a very Houston Kress-esque statement there.
Eh.
But we'll start with the good news. Let's start with the good news. Your hometown, home state, Tennessee Volunteer baseball team said, "Ole Miss, you're not coming into our house and winning the final game of this final series of the season."
Not so fast.
They got a much needed win on Saturday. Sunday didn't go quite as well, but they got the all important 14th win of the SEC season, and from every announcer, every bracketology that I could find, should be enough to get the Volunteers in the NCAA tournament, which will be so refreshing. They're now 38-18 overall.
Best season since 2005.
Ooh.
Tony V, the baseball slayer.
38-18 overall, 14-16 in conference play. They finish off the season 27-9 at home. And
you don't just walk in to Lindsey Nelson Stadium and steal a victory from the Vols. You better bring your hard hat.
Crowd was still pretty weak on the couple of games I tuned in for Friday
well, that's baseball.
Night and Saturday afternoon. Maybe this year's success will breathe new life into the attendance numbers for next year. It was a 7-5 win on Friday. And then, I kind of was going on this train of thought that Tennessee had trouble closing out games. Apparently, Ole Miss is like the worst team in the conference. They were up like 5-0 on Tennessee Saturday and almost blew it. Apparently,
you hate to see it.
I'm not going to fact check this because I just don't care. But I'm pretty sure the announcer said that Ole Miss blew a 9-run lead against LSU at some point this season, all with 2 outs.
Wow.
I'm not even sure how that's possible.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Like, that means every batter that came up, well, I, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, if it was all with 2 outs, every batter that came up scored. I mean, wow. I guess there could have been a couple guys on base when the second out was made. So maybe,
wow,
at least six batters came up and scored.
Seriously, that's remarkable. Yeah, if that's a real thing.
Maybe he misspoke. Maybe it was maybe they scored nine runs in the comeback with two outs in like different innings. I don't know. It doesn't really matter. Like I said, it was not a Tennessee game. I don't really care. But yeah. But anyway, Tennessee on Thursday, as we talked about, 7-0. Your ace came out and just shut down Ole Miss. And then Friday, clutch win, 7-5. I think they were down when I tuned into that one on Friday and took the lead about the time I started watching. Maybe in the anti-Davey Hudson.
Hey, not to brag, but good job. Very humble of you.
Yeah, it was the eighth inning. Tennessee
scored. But right as I turned it on, they took the lead, so good for us.
Tennessee scored three in the eighth and went on to win. Maybe they weren't behind. I'm confused. It doesn't matter. It was 4-4 when they started the bottom of the eighth. Tennessee put up a three spot. Went on to win 7-5. So there you go.
What was the Sunday score?
5-4.
5-4.
Yeah. It was 5-0 though, right?
Yeah.
Those Vols, they got some fight. Like I said, you don't just toss the old bat out there at Lindsey Nelson Stadium. You better bring the hard base running helmet, they say. The batter's helmet. It looks like a real hat, but it's made of hard plastic. It's to protect your head. You better bring that one when you come to Knoxville. Just saying. Because we don't kid around here. Congrats to Tony V. Did you see him after the game on Sunday? He's just, he's so impressive. I'm so impressed by Tony V. I think Tennessee has a really good one in Tony Vitello. And I hate to do it. I hate to give John Curry any kind of credit. You know me. And you know I hate that. You know it pains me to have to say that.
It's true.
But I think it's true that he got a good one.
We'll see.
That we will.
So far, so good.
Nate, you're saying 38 wins most since 2005. They also had 14 SEC wins most since 2005. 27 home wins most since 2005. Finished third in the East, best since 2005. And they had 5 SEC series wins most since 2007.
Year two for Tony Vitello.
What do we say about coaches? You got to know in year two, right?
Well, that's a pretty good point there. You got, yeah.
I know you're scared to say that because we're afraid of what might happen this football season. But that's what we say. Year two, you got to see a big jump.
Well, we're seeing it with Big Tony Vitello. I tell you that much.
You finished ahead of Missouri in the SEC East standings,
despite
the fact that you kind of choked that every game of that series away. I'm not sure how to feel, because at first going into the weekend, I was thinking, oh man, we need Florida to help us out here and beat Missouri so we finished ahead of Missouri in the SEC.
Fair.
Because if we're ahead of Missouri in the SEC, then there's no way the selection committee can take Missouri over Tennessee. At least that would be a thought process, right? It's like we can't take this team, one team that's behind the other in the standings. But then Florida goes out, sweeps Missouri, and then all the pundits are talking about this might get Florida in.
No.
And I'm like, wait a minute.
But maybe.
And then it hit me that if Missouri's only a half game behind Tennessee and they outperformed them maybe in the SEC tournament and they swept the head-to-head, that maybe the selection committee could take Missouri, but I don't know. Maybe they'll just take all three of those teams.
Yeah.
Everybody that was talking about the SEC over the weekend after Tennessee had won the first two said the Volunteers were in.
They're in. I said it all last week. And then you take the series over Ole Miss. They're in. Stone cold lock of the year. If they're not in, I riot. Maybe I'm by myself when I do that, but I will riot. This team, just based on where they've been, deserves to be in.
Well, you can't take Florida over Tennessee.
Not right now. Not considering Tennessee
won that series on the road.
Is that a sweep? No, we lost one,
no,
right?
I think they lost one.
But you just took two out of three. There's no way.
I mean, I'm counting up teams. I mean, there's 10 teams at that magic. Well, I mean, Missouri didn't get to 14. That's supposedly the magic number. So maybe not. Let's see. There's Vanderbilt. They're
talking conference wins, right?
Yes, just conference wins. Vanderbilt is like probably going to be the number two overall seed in, you know, for every team in the country. So they're number one in the East. Then there's Georgia at 21-9. So both those teams had great seasons. Tennessee's third in the East, as Billy mentioned, but as we go in order of the whole conference, there's Vanderbilt, Georgia.
Well, East and West don't matter unless you're first. So
Mississippi State, Arkansas, LSU's in, Texas A&M, and then you've got Ole Miss at 16-14. They've got to be in. Then there's Tennessee and Auburn. That's 8-9 at both 14 and 16.
Who, by the way, is Tennessee's first-round matchup in the SEC tournament. Auburn, that is.
I mean, that's nine teams right there. And then Missouri and Florida is 10-11. I mean, the only teams that are completely out of it, South Carolina, Kentucky, and Alabama. And it looks like Kentucky and Alabama got left out of the SEC. I don't have the bracket up right now, but looks to be the way it is.
Doesn't matter. Good weekend for Tony V and the guys.
I mean, you think they're in.
They're off to Hoover, probably right now, en route to luscious and beautiful Hoover, Alabama. Not a place in the world I'd rather spend a midweek in late May. God's country.
I mean, if you want to make sure you're in, just beat Auburn.
It's like
first round game.
The Garden of Eden down there. So perfect.
Hoover, Alabama?
Yep. I mean, man.
It's better to be in Hoover outside of the city of Birmingham.
Of all the things to do in Hoover, I don't know where I would begin.
There's a lot of high school football around there.
Not right now. I'd probably have to say.
Buddy, it is year-round in Hoover, Alabama.
I'd probably have to stop at the local Burger King.
They're doing something.
That is a great thing to do
in Hoover.
You can
stop in, watch them lift some weights, I'm sure. Or something. Dead period. No such thing.
Let's find things to do in Hoover.
Oh.
Ah, Moss Rock Preserve, a large wooded area for hiking and climbing.
So it's a mountain.
It's some woods.
It's a hill.
It's some woods with a rock with moss on it. Moss Rock Preserve. Preserve, excuse me.
Huh.
Moss Rock Reserve would be a good name for like a whiskey.
We have House Mountain, Point Knoxville.
But do we have Aldridge Gardens? No. That's the number one thing to do in Hoover, Aldridge Gardens.
What?
It's a garden.
We have lots of gardens here.
The Aldridge family.
The Knoxville Botanical Gardens.
We have multiple. We do have a lot of gardens. but do we have the River Chase Galleria? It looks like some type of mall. I think we have a mall.
We have a couple.
We have one mall and like a half a mall.
That's true.
Have you been there?
Have you been
to AKA Easttown lately? there it is. Number four, Hoover Metropolitan Complex Baseball.
I told you.
Number four on the list. All right sports. Behind, again, Aldridge Gardens.
Wait, so the
Moss Rock Preserve.
The fourth best thing to do in Hoover, Alabama is to go watch Little League Baseball or a slow pitch softball tournament.
Or a week of SEC tournament baseball.
Oh.
Number five,
that stadium?
Number five, Veterans Park. It's just a park, but they say veterans to make you feel guilty if you don't like it. Number six, the Hoover Public Library. I bet our boys will get a lot of good reading in Hoover at the library. Number seven. Number seven best thing to do in Hoover, Alabama.
The Beef-O Brady's?
The Lock Haven Dog Park. So if you go to Hoover and don't have a dog, you can go to this park and see some. Man alive.
I don't think that's the primary goal of dog parks is for non-dog owners to be able
to see
dogs.
It's like going to Chuck E. Cheese without a child.
Yeah, that's very strange.
They'll kick you right out. Number eight is Moonlight on the Mountain. But it's not actual moonlight on an actual mountain. It's some type of maybe music venue. I have no idea. Yes. Number nine, the Ross Bridge Historical Park. I hope that Tony Vitello takes the team through the RBHP and explains to them the significance of Ross Bridge. It's historical. It's also a park.
Sounds better than the dog park.
It's so historical, there's not even a picture of it.
I mean, if I fence my backyard in, that's a dog park. I mean, that's really
good point by you. And number 10.
Pass out Ziplocs.
Another park. This one, Georgetown Park. So we have Ross Bridge Historical Park, Georgetown Park, Lock Haven Dog Park, Veterans Park, and Moss Rock Preserve and Waterfalls.
We have the ballpark at That's Hoover Metropolitan
Great
Stadium.
Point by you. Another park.
They call that a park.
Aldridge Gardens. Another name for gardens? Park.
Mm.
Lots of parks. Central Park? Basically just a big garden. The only place where there's grass in New York City.
Well, you don't have to wait
besides
long.
Besides Yankee Stadium.
For Tennessee to hit the ballpark, 5:30 tomorrow.
I could go for a hot dog. Maybe a ballpark, Frank.
5:30 tomorrow, they take on Auburn. The tournament starts at 10:30 in the morning tomorrow.
Thank God we didn't get that one.
Florida and Texas A&M get the show started. Then Missouri, Ole Miss, then Tennessee, Auburn, then South Carolina, LSU. Reminder that round is single elimination.
Mm.
If Tennessee gets by Auburn, then they'll start their double elimination round with number one seed Vanderbilt.
Bring it.
Let's go.
Didn't we take a game from Vandy earlier in the year? Didn't we go to Nashville and win us one?
Don't remember.
We got their number. We are waiting. Patiently.
We did. It was game 3, 7-6.
That's right, it was.
Mm-hmm, on the road.
Tony V.
You were all over that.
Setting the stage for a big upset in Hoover. In between visits to Aldridge Gardens and Lock Haven Dog Park, we will take down the Auburn Tigers and Vanderbilt Commodores. That's a 2-game, you said? What'd you say? 3-game? Best of 2? Best of 3?
You,
I don't know
you
how
beat
you do
Auburn.
Best of 2. I'm confused.
You beat Auburn.
Then you
in
get
single
a,
elimination.
Right.
Then you go into a double elimination, like, bracket
oh, okay.
tournament.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's it.
Right. So there'll be 8 teams at that point.
So if you win the first one, then you get 2 losses to play with.
Right.
The rest of the way. Does that mean that...
And I think you probably
will. Do they reset at the championship game, or is it... Like, you got to beat them twice.
I don't know, because you get to this weird... The semifinals
you know
are single
elimination. You know how some tournaments, though,
again.
They'll get you to... What?
I would assume you'd have to...
So you go single to double back to single?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard of this. A single, double, single round robin?
Yeah, what you're talking about is like in a regional. It happened for the softball team this weekend. They lost to North Carolina once, but North Carolina had to beat them twice because Tennessee had won both
and
the first
And then
games.
The Lady Vols advance.
Yep.
Great weekend for anybody swinging a bat mm-hmm. in Big Orange.
So I would assume it's that same way, but maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
That's interesting.
It just says single, second double, round single. Double elimination, third round's double elimination, fourth round's double elimination. And then it goes to the semifinals, which are...
Back to single.
Single.
So they reset at the semis. Okay, that makes sense. I mean, I don't know if it makes sense. At least it kind of makes sense. Unless they go back to double for the final.
Wait, does that just mean that the maybe having the semifinals single elimination, maybe that is saying you don't have to beat them twice.
That's what I was It sounds like they reset at the semis.
Yeah, it sounds like it's just like a regional except you don't have to win twice. You obviously are at a benefit by not having to play the extra game anyway.
Correct.
Because your pitching's... And I think the problem here is that they don't want... The SEC doesn't want to ruin all their pitching arms in the SEC tournament ahead of the NCAA tournament.
Smart by the league.
So trying to... You know, you don't want your SEC champion to come out of there just all their pitchers on bad rest, you know, going into the next weekend. So anyway, I think that's the goal. We'll come back. Got an action-packed show for you today. Tons over the weekend.
Action,
the
action.
NBA.
Do we have as much action as the Hoover Public Library? I'm not sure, but we'll try.
It's a great question. We'll answer that in the next 3 hours right here on Fan Run Radio. Welcome back into the Fan Run Studios of Fox Sports Knoxville. Monday edition of the program. The SEC baseball tournament is set. Tennessee will be in the single elimination round and take on Auburn in the 8-9 game. The 4 teams at the top that got a bye into the second round that starts double elimination are Vanderbilt as the 1 seed, Arkansas as the 2, Georgia the 3, and Mississippi State as the 4. So if Tennessee wins, they'll take on Vanderbilt in double elimination, and then Mississippi State will be the other team on their half of the bracket.
They're winning.
I mean, really, you just want a Tennessee win this first round, and then they can mess around and like get some experience in that second section. But you don't necessarily want to go all the way.
No, you don't want to be tired.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, save
the arms and legs.
If you go all the way, you better win the whole damn thing. I can't imagine a baseball coach, especially one of these like top four seeds, getting all the way to Sunday, losing the championship, and they're like, damn it. Like,
now we're exhausted. And no hardware.
I swear there are stats on the base. Like, we talk about it with basketball. We're like, well, do you want to go all the way to, you know, obviously Tennessee hasn't won an SEC basketball tournament forever.
Yeah, I want to win it. I just want to win one. But after we win one, first round out. I don't care.
These baseball coaches, though, especially when their team's already like a top 8 national seed, top 16 national seed, are like,
lay it down.
Hey, let's go to the pen and bring out, you know, Rusty, who struggled a little bit lately.
Where's Carl? He hasn't pitched this year. Carl, put your spikes on. Get out there on the mound.
I mean, and if you win with Carl, great. You know, if Rusty comes through in the clutch, awesome.
You found another arm.
Right.
Yeah.
But you're not going to, you know.
What if both teams are laying down? It's just a dinger fest. Just ping, pew, 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 pew.
And LSU wins 18-17. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that goes.
Coach, what'd you think of the game? Well, dang it, we won. And
you got to stay down here. Can't go rest up for the regionals.
I'm actually really excited, though, because now we get to go to Hoover Public Library and have a really good time on our day off. Maybe we'll go to Moonlight on the Mountain tonight. Perhaps the Lock Haven Dog Park. I'm not sure.
Steven tweeted in and said, I've been into karting since I was a kid, but when indoor go-karts are one of the best things to do in your city, then you know the SEC dropped the ball in making Hoover the permanent home for this tournament.
I'm not even seeing that. Indoor go-karts sound great. That sounds way better than this.
Wonder if they have paintball.
I know who would like it if they did. That is the craziest story I think I've ever seen.
Markel Sutton, a 2020 prospect, visited Tennessee over the weekend. He's a 5'10", 160-pound athlete from Cedar Grove High School in Ellenwood, Georgia.
And
corner and wideout.
Old Pruitt threw out the red carpet. You know what you do on a great visit weekend to Tennessee? You go play paintball.
It was awesome, Sutton told Vols Wire in his visit to Tennessee. When I was there, I didn't know what to expect, but it turned out awesome.
Awesome.
All the coaches are cool. I can say one of the best coaching staffs that I've came across. And Coach Pruitt is cool and chill.
Cool and chill.
My type of
those
coach.
Those are the two words I would definitely use to describe JP. Cool and chill.
I also just love the atmosphere on Rocky Top.
Do you think Pruitt's a good paintball player?
Something tells me that guy loves to shoot people. Pew, 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 pew. It was lots of fun, Sutton said. Coach Pruitt looked like he had done paintballing for a good period of time. Pruitt is not going to do something he's not good at.
Yeah.
Like, he is the guy that will not try something new unless he's practiced by himself multiple times,
uh-huh,
so that when he shows up to do it, he's just kicking everyone's ass.
Yeah, you probably get in the huddle with Pruitt before you're scheming it out, and he's like, okay, you're going to do the right flank over here, and don't you dare let them come through this one gap, because if they get through that gap, we are done for.
I've played this course about 36,000 times, and I'm telling you right now, here's our weak spot. There's a barrel over here, and they always get behind that barrel, so somebody go over there, get in front of that barrel, guard the high school, and we'll be there.
Sacrifice your life if it takes that.
Guard me, okay? I'm the champ. I've been paint. He like pulls out his own custom gun.
Yeah. If I can get to that sniper position.
Like, all right, everybody, come up and select your guns. It's like the guy who plays pool. It's like Uncle Phil on Fresh Prince. He's like, go get Lucille. And he just breaks out.
Sets the case on the table.
The case down, opens it up. He's screwing in the CO2. He's polishing the barrel. He's got special paintballs, a little like electronic hopper or whatever. He's just like, oh, I picked this up on the way over here.
Yeah,
It's
like the guy in the bowling league. Brings in the ball and the shoes and the polishing and the
coach. All of ours are like, pull the trigger. One comes out. He's like, yeah, this is automatic. All right.
Canisters like.
Like, coach, I don't know if an auto. He's like, fine. I'll take it down to 10 shot bursts. Okay. Yeah, there's no way Pruitt's bad at paintball. I'm not kidding. He is a guy who would never do something he's not good at.
Isn't that what Saban does? Like when they're playing basketball, he just
changes the team.
he just says, "Kevin Durant, come on to my squad."
It's like, hey, we're getting beat. What do you remember that? Like that is, first of all, I would love to see Jeremy Pruitt in that pickup game. I wonder if he's got any hoops ability in him. But that
I don't know why, but I picture Jeremy Pruitt doing all these activities in his long baggy khakis.
Same. I don't know why. That's hilarious because I'm thinking the same.
Like playing basketball in the
just
khakis,
tucked in oversized polo, huge baggy khakis, and he's out there just raining threes.
I was picturing him in a paintball mask in the Tennessee coaching gear, like the polo, the khakis.
There's no way Pruitt isn't like a habitual bank shot guy, is it? Like, there's no way he's not just a hit the top of the square. It's gonna go in every time. Hit the top of the square every time. I had a coach in high school who, old Paul Maynard at Bearden.
Oh, goodness.
That's top of the square. Bank shot. There's no way Pruitt is not just a super bank shot guy. Just, y'all can't stop it because I shoot it so high off the backboard. Ping, 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 ping. How tall is he? Was he like 6 foot? Got to have the bank shot. But that paintball, I don't think I've ever heard of that. Paintball. Seems dangerous. Got a 5-star recruit. We're gonna go play paintball. Oh, you shot him in the eye. Now he's 2-star. You idiot. Well, remember that offer I gave you? I'm gonna need that back.
If he can't play paintball, he can't play for Tennessee. Maybe that's
good for Jeremy Pruitt though.
If he can dodge a wrench, that's
a fun thing. Dodge. Dive and dodge. Paintball with Jeremy Pruitt. Where do you play paintball here? Do they still have that place out west?
I don't know.
Can you take kids off campus to go play? They probably built their own.
Yeah. There you go.
Not about it. They just take them over to the golf facility. Just out on the range there. Just run around. Set up some barrels.
Mm-hmm.
Probably those Eastman Chemical recycling barrels. They've got some extras of those lying around since we're out of football season. They just set them up all over the place. Golf team's like, hey, we could really practice. No, I got a 5'10 athlete, 160 pounds out here. We're going to be playing paintball for the next 5 hours. Y'all can go somewhere else. Go over to Mick's driving range right there. Take care of it. But I'm playing paintball. Paintball?
I can't find his height.
I'm going to go 6 foot.
Okay.
He looks like a 6 footer.
He's 44 years old, in case you're wondering.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
I got nothing else.
Do we need to? We kind of started the show with some fun.
Oh, this is really
Do we need to talk about the basketball situation?
Hang on. I found his height as 1.79 meters.
What? Who has that listed and where and why?
The celebscloset.com.
Celebs?
Yeah. 5'9".
Huh?
It says 5'9".
Jeremy Pruitt's 5'9"?
According to coolcelebs.com or thecelebscloset.com.
Are you 5'10"?
I'm 5'9" also.
So you're, think you could take him?
No. Are you kidding? No.
Figured I'd ask. Just in case, though, probably the safe answer.
He'd cut me or something. You know he'd cheat.
Yeah. If he had to cheat, he would absolutely do it. Tactfully.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can talk basketball on the flip side.
I mean, I don't really want to. I just feel like it was kind of a serious day Friday. And it broke with us having 5 minutes left in the show. We didn't really get to break it down. I did call.
See, I've already made my peace with
Juroš.
It.
Juroš.
You did.
Juroš Palavicic.
We have a new player for Tennessee basketball.
Maybe. I don't know about the eligibility here. We need to discuss this.
They'll play eventually, right?
Probably. I mean, he's 7-1. He better play eventually. But I also heard how to pronounce it.
Unless we have a black hole for 7-footers.
Juroš. Not Juroš. Palavicic. Palavicic.
We'll practice on the flip
side. No, that's it. Juroš Palavicic.
Yeah, I know. I need to practice.
Say it with me. Juroš.
Juroš.
No, it's like a RL combined. Juroš. Like the tongue slaps the top of the mouth. Juroš.
I can't roll my R's like that.
Juroš. Juroš.
Juroš.
Palavicic.
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 Juroš. Juroš.
Okay.
Juroš.
final segment, hour one, Monday edition of Three and Out. And
wait, I messed up.
We've had an error on the play.
It's not Yorosh, it's Orosh.
I spent all break learning that.
Just take off the Y at the front. It's Orosh.
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 Plavacic.
Orosh.
Orosh. That's even harder for you, probably.
Yeah.
Orosh.
Orosh. Yeah, you can just kind of rush it, and it sounds good enough.
Orosh.
Orosh. Orosh.
He's Serbian, not Russian.
Not said you can rush it.
I know, it's a joke.
We saw
it was a foreign language.
That just reminded me, Chernobyl comes back on tonight.
I caught up over the weekend.
Did you?
I'm so in. So in on Chernobyl.
It's the only thing saving
also in
HBO
on
from my...
Orosh.
For me just burning down my subscription.
Well, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. But it's Orosh Polovicic.
Orosh.
We felt Polovicic. Bad for Bob when Cam Hua signed.
R.I.P. Bob Kesslick. He had a good run.
His retirement announcement's coming.
Retired on that baseball home run last week anyway. Fly ball. Did he get enough? He did.
Home run. What a turn of events.
Orosh.
Money.
Orosh Polovicic. So, not to brag, totally 100% called the Orosh Polovicic commitment the moment Grant Williams announced he was staying in the NBA draft. I gave it 2 minutes. It took 10 hours. But it's all about timing in this business. So they wanted to wait until a little later. I guess a news dump on a Friday night, typically. Maybe he just needed some more convincing. 7-1. From Hamilton Heights High School, Chattanooga, via Arizona State. Orosh Polovicic.
Orosh.
Transfer portal guy. Love the transfer portal. Big fan. 7'1", 2. He was 225. He might be more than that. Hell, he might be taller than 7'1 now. But he's a big. And I've watched a little tape on him. He's a big who can run.
Have we hired that
he's
guy,
got some speed.
The Serbian assistant coach that's his buddy yet?
I don't think we have a spot to do that.
Maybe we
don't have a spot.
Maybe we've just set him up with some housing close by or something.
Perhaps.
Maybe he's a...
Look at him. Look at him run out there. He's the only one down the floor. Dunk. Because he's 7'1". Hanging on the rim, though, like a high flyer. I like that he wears the high socks and the knee tights.
Oh. Wait.
Look at him. Post up.
I don't
lay up.
I don't like the knee tights. Shh. Are those knee pads?
Does he
wear knee pads?
No, they're just tights. Oh. When your legs are that long, you got to keep them warm. SWAT team just throws it off the backboard. As in, he blocked a shot. Look at him. Great post position. He missed a layup there, but he got his own rebound because he's 7'1". Great finisher. Soft touch.
His highlight reel has a missed layup on it.
And then a rebound. He's filling the stat sheet. Look at that. That's a good dunk. Out in front of the entire team.
Why did you let that ball hit the floor?
Because he was way out in front. It's just smart. It bounced right into the breadbasket. It's just smart.
It looks like a that taller tells John me, Fulkerson.
That tells me that he can... That tells me that he understands physics. A three? Money!
All right. Now, man.
A seven-footer who can drain over from three. That's a good-looking stroke, too.
Let's see it again.
Look at the stroke. Just
left wing. Choo-choo. Bam.
That was the sound of a one dribble and a... Look at this. Pick and roll. There's the pick. There's the roll. Oh, heady player. Heady player. Two-hand jam in the paint. You can't stop Uros. Uros. Dang it. I got to work on this. You cannot stop him. You can only hope to contain him. Baseline jam. Oh, he laid it up. I don't know why. You're 7-1. Do you even have to jump? What are you doing in there?
What was that?
It was a rebound.
Okay.
What was a tip out?
I thought...
And one!
I was like,
I like
why are they showing him miss threes? That was a different guy.
Yeah, this whole team kind of looks alike. Look at that finish. Ooh. Ooh. Just tipping it to himself. That was a, I don't know what shot. It was like a fadeaway forward. I don't even know how to do that.
Fadeaway.
It was weird. I don't even know how to describe it.
A forward drifting shot.
Was that, did he take the tights off? He took the tights off, Nate, just for you.
Yes.
Hits a baseline jumper. He doesn't look 7 foot. The way he plays, that's a good thing.
Because it's a bunch of tall Serbians, apparently.
I guess.
That all look the same.
Maybe that's a really tall team. I'm pleased. Go! SWAT. I mean, if you're 7-1 and you're not averaging like 8 blocks a game in high school or otherwise, yeah, there's probably an issue. Do we know what
this is? Is this high school?
I think so.
I don't think
I don't know.
That has like an arc on the floor, like an NBA width lane.
No, this must be some international play.
Yeah, yeah. But it's not international lane. It's very confusing.
Yeah, everything on the wall is in a language I don't understand. So, except that word, prolab. I got that one. Euro asphalt, but it's not the way we spell it. So he's somewhere else. Sparkassi.
Probably in Europe.
Decimovisi. BH Telecom. I knew that one.
Hmm.
Tennessee gets a 7-footer. Uros Palavicic, born December 1998. He's 211 centimeters tall, according to the YouTube highlight tape explanation.
Wait, I think I still have that tab up.
Yeah, if you could break that down into meters and then feet, that would be fantastic.
How many centimeters was it?
211.
All right.
211 centimeters. My guess is that's going to be 2 meters and something based on, you know, centa to milla to meter to.
Wait, 211?
Yes. I think so.
Okay. It says 6.92 feet.
Dang it. Well, this is early. This is early tape.
Not a 7-footer?
No, this is early tape. Okay. This is from 2016. This is 3 years ago. He's a growing man.
Okay.
So he's much taller. That's probably why he didn't look as tall in this film, because he wasn't. Anyway, Tennessee adds a 7-footer, Uros Palavicic, and he can shoot the three. He can be 7'1" around the rim, and he likes to dunk. I think this is great.
Yeah, that's the 6.922 is still, it's a shade over 6'11". So they just rounded up to 7 feet.
But he's listed at 7'1" now.
Oh.
So a maybe, full 7'1".
So maybe he grew an inch and 9/10.
An inch and change. Well, he was 17. You don't stop growing vertically until what, like 25? He might be an 8-footer by the time he leaves here. Good addition in all seriousness. With the news that Grant Williams is going to stay in the NBA draft, he is good as gone. There's no way he goes undrafted. So Tennessee, Rick Barnes, I guess this was their, I don't want to say backup plan. I guess this just was their plan should Grant Williams make the decision that he ultimately made. So now you've added Oliver Robinson-Kamhua and Uros Palavicic. And as I said, sorry, Bob Kessling, it is what it is, man. We're going international. We're going to Serbia, and we're going to... Are they both Serbian? What was Kamhua? Finnish.
No, he's Finnish. Yeah, he's Finnish.
So we're going to Finland, and we're going to Serbia to get players now. It's fine. Kyle came from Canada. We're international basketball team. We're an international team.
Mm-hmm.
And with the rule changes, I think it's real smart of Rick Barnes to get on the international team bus as we extend the three-point line, make the paint bigger. They're probably going to get rid of that stupid goaltending rule here. They can already review it now, apparently, if they change the rule. So it's a good idea to go international.
There you
go. Guys who understand the lines on the court.
Well, I did a little more math with Jeremy Pruitt. I've got him now at 5'10.5". So there you go. Did a little more with my calculations here, the celeb closet doc. We'll come back and kick off hour two next.
Thank God.